USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. House Republicans want a former Manhattan prosecutor to talk to them about the investigation of former President Trump that led to this week's indictments of Trump by D.A. Alvin Bragg. Correspondent Dasha Burns says the House Judiciary Committee wants to hear from Mark Pomerantz, who resigned over Bragg's investigation, but not in the way Republicans may want to hear.
Pomerantz actually resigned a month into Bragg's tenure, he says, because he felt that Bragg did not move quickly enough to charge Trump.
Judiciary Panel Chair Jim Jordan says Pomerantz's public statements suggest the prosecution of Trump is politically motivated. Even more intrigue, the judge hearing the Trump case in New York, Juan Marchan, made a contribution to the Biden presidential campaign in 2020. The amount? $15. Still, NBC legal expert Carol Lamb says it's a bad look.
It is probably not the best course of action for a judge to have made political contributions while a sitting judge, with a possibility that such cases can arise before him.
Marchan made the contribution, $15, long before the Trump case came to be. Political unity when it comes to Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who's in jail in Russia. Senate leaders Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell have issued a joint statement saying the charges are a fabrication and that U.S. diplomats have been denied access to Gershkovich. Lawmakers repeated a call on Russia to release American Paul Whelan, who's been in custody for nearly 5 years. The nation's unemployment rate in March was 3.5%. The Labor Department says the economy added 236,000 jobs last month. Gas prices keep rising. AAA says the nation's average for a gallon of unleaded regular is now $3.58. That's 17 cents more than 1 month ago. This is USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
If you're looking for a job, here's a good one with federal government benefits. The Internal Revenue Service plans to hire about 30,000 new staffers over the next 2 years, mostly to beef up customer service. Once again, the battle to host a new headquarters building for the FBI is heating up. With a twist.
Maryland or Virginia. Both are vying for the new FBI headquarters, which could be hitting a new roadblock. Some House Republicans don't want it built and introduced a bill to stop all spending. Maryland Governor Wes Moore calls the move dangerous and another reason why his state should be chosen. He believes a decision is coming soon. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin only responded that the selection process was already underway. I'm Skip Kelly.
The state of Texas's two-year, $4.5 billion effort to beef up security on the border with Mexico may soon expand to include local police officers from all over the state.
There's a demand for manpower in our bordering counties and staffing shortages with Border Patrol.
Texas State Senator Brandon Creighton says the program would let local police agencies voluntarily send officers to border counties. The ultimate goal, he says, is education.
Gaining valuable training experience on human trafficking and drug trafficking that they then can take back to their communities.
Which would help those officers better spot drug issues in their towns. Creighton sponsoring the Texas State Senate bill that would direct the state police, known as the Department of Public Safety, to establish and administer the volunteer program. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.